In the Chumash, we have two different dinim, a din of Nida and a din of Zava. The difference between them is that a Nida has a Riyas Dam, Be'es Nidasa, and the Zava has a Riyas Dam, Shalo Be'es Nidasa. When is Lo Es Nidasa? So the Mishnah is going to say later, that's Yud Alaf Yom Shebei Nida La Nida. And the Gemara has a Machlokes, the very last Omud in the Masechta has a Machlokes, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether this idea of Yud Alaf Yom Shebei Nida La Nida, which 11 days can the woman become a Zava? Is this, learned that from Sukkim, or is this Halach HaMoshe Messina? And the Achrayim point out that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and all the other Rishonim, what the Pshat is in Yud Alef Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida. Rambam has a very unusual sheet that all the Rishonim disagree with. It's against many Gemaras. So all the Achrayim say on that last Shtikl Gemara, on the last Amud, on Gim Lamed Aleph, that maybe the Rambam holds like the Shita, that is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, so therefore he's entitled to his Shita, his Pshat in the Yud Alef Yom. But if you learn that it's based on Psukim, it's Legamre, not like the Rambam. What exactly is the Machlokes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim? How do you calculate the Yud Alef Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida? So if you have time, take a look. Rav Velvela Soloveitchik has Shiurim on Erchin. So the Mishnah in Erchin has a repeat from the Mishnah Nida, but a woman is a Toa, she doesn't remember whether she's a Nida, Zova, Yoledes, Mapeles. She forgot what she's holding by. So the Mishnah there it's a repeat from the Mishnah in Nida. So when they have the notes from Rav Velvela Soloveitchik and that Mishnah in Erchin, the first paragraph in Erchin, so he gives an interesting insight as to exactly what the Machlokes is between the Rambam and other Rishonim. What's with the Yud Alef Yom Shebei Nida L'Nida? Halacha L'Maisa. So the Nida has the Riyas Dam Be'es Nidasa, and the Zava has the Riyas Dam below Es Nidasa. What are the differences, Halacha L'Maisa? So one difference is that the Zava has to have Shemin Akim. The Nida doesn't need Shemin Akim. Let's say the woman becomes a Nida on Sunday, has Dam Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, through Shabbos afternoon. 6.5 days, and then the Dam stops on Shabbos afternoon, so she goes to Mikvah, and so is Shabbos. You don't need Tahirim, you don't need Nikim, you just need Shiva Yomim. And the Zava needs Shivinikim. Another difference, possible difference, we had a Rashi. Rashi quoted there was an opinion that a Nida can be Tovelis and a Mikvah or a Mayan, and a Zava can only be Tovelis and a Mayan. So that's where Rashi disagrees, because the Tosefta says in Megillah, you have this series of Mishnais, one after the other, Ein Bein Adarishan, Adarsheni, and then all the Ein Beins. So the Tosefta has more Ein Bein. It says, Ein Bein Zav L'Zava Ela Shehazav Ton Maim Chaim HaZav Einu Tuna Maim Chaim. So it's a beferish of Tosefta against the Goyim. But the Goyim perhaps held that Tosefta goes on a level of the Raisa, maybe Midrabbanan, you need a Mayan. Maybe there's a difference between Letailan, Lebaila, and Letaris. The Goyim have a way to far in for that Tosefta. Anyway, so there's several major differences between Nida Zava. One is, number one, that the Nida does need Shiva Nikim, just needs 7 days, and the Zava needs Shiva Nikim. Another difference is what they need, Mayan. A third difference is that on the last day of the 7 days, by Zava you have the right to say Mixas Hayam Kukuloi. By Nida you cannot say Mixas Hayam Kukuloi. This Mixas Hayam Kukuloi is learned that from a Pasuk on Samach Zayin, and basically the Gemara says, V'safra lo shivas yamim v'achar titor. What is v'achar? What does that mean? So Reb Shimon says, Acha maise titar. If she makes a bedika in the morning of the 7th day, then you have a right to say mixas hayam kukulai, and you end, that's counted as Shiva Nikim, even though you only had 6.5 days, counted as Shiva Nikim. This din of mixas hayam kukulai is not restricted only to Zava. It applies Avelus, by Shiva and Shloshim, we say mixas hayam kukulai. It applies to Nazir. The Gemara Nazir in the first parak has a machlekes amarayim. We paskin that there is a din in mitzayim kukulay. That's a kasha. The Ramam Ifanu was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo. He lived in Italy in Fanu. And Rabbi Yosef Karo sent his Beis Yosef, he sent the Shulchan Aruch to him. Rabbi Yosef Karo lived in Tzfat. There was no Hebrew printing press then. It was only in Italy. So he sent his Kisveyat, Ramam Ifanu, to print it for him over there in Italy. So Ramam Ifanu has a little sefer, a collection of Shalos HaTshuva. So he asks an interesting question. Why don't we say Mi'exam Kukula on Shabbos and Yantav? There are Balabatim who do. They go to the early minyan, they say Kiddush, and then they go to work a whole day. When I was growing up, the Hashkama minyan was for the people who had to go to work on Shabbos. They would say Kiddush, they would observe whatever they could. And Yantav they took off, but somehow Shabbos they didn't take off. So why don't you say Mi'exam Kukula on Shabbos and on Yantav? So the Imam Mifana gives an answer that's highly questionable. He says, the Pasuk says, by Tumas Zova. Tumah is something we want to get rid of, so we want to shake it off as soon as possible. So the Torah tells us, you can call it quits, Mi'exam Kukula. Avelus is a sad thing, you want to get rid of it. But in Yoni Kedusha, like Shabbos and Yantav, that you want to be Moshe Mechol HaKodesh, you want to have extra. You shouldn't say Mi'exam Kukula. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Oris, in the Gil Yoni HaShas, on the first Perek in Nazir. But by Nazir, it's a machlokes and the Gemara. And we pass, can you do say Mi'exam Kukula? By Nazir, the Pasuk says, Kadoshi here, Gadel Parasar Rosho. That's also an Indian of Kedusha. So why are you casting off the end of the last day by the Nazir? He says, it's got to be a Nazir for 60 days, 150 days. On the last day, he says, Mi'exam Kukula. So he says that the answer that Ramah Mifana gave, he doesn't think it's correct. The simple answer is, Rav Soloveitchik assumed the double portion. The simple answer is that you only apply Mi'exam Am Kukulai if it's a malos, not if it's a calendaric day. Shabbos the whole day, Shabbos Yantav, the whole day is Yantav. By Zova, or by Avelus, or by Naziris, these kind of things, this is a zman that's superimposed on the calendar. The woman became a Zova in the middle of the week, in the middle of the month. Someone died in the middle of the week. So it's a malos of time that's superimposed on the calendar. Whenever you have a malos, ad malos, yamei Torah. Whenever you're dealing with a malos, so there's what to discuss regarding mitzvah sayam kekula. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridah, in Hilchas Avelus, they have a siman shin tzadikei sif gimel. The Mechaber quotes from the Trumas Adeshin that you only say mitzvah kekula the last day of Shiva and the last day of Shloshim. But the last day of Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't apply mitzvah sayam kekula. What's the reason? Why not? So the Taz quotes the official explanation given by the Trumas Adeshin. He's the one who is Mechadish this din. He says, you only apply Mi'exam Kukula if the din was formulated in units of days. The Mokar is from Zava. So Zava has to come to Sofa Loshia Bas Yomin. So the units that you're working with are days. So then it says, V'acha Titar, Acha Maise Titar. If she'll make a B'dika in the morning, then you have a right to call it quits. So in Shiva, there's a new Gabelus, there's Nivel Meruba. In Shloshim, there's Nivel B'miktsas. So there's a Kiyum, there's a Nihug. But in Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't have any Nihug in Mekum Maaseh. You just have Yisurim. You have Menias. You don't get involved in Simcha Dika things. It's Yisurim, but you don't have Nihug in Mekum Maaseh. So nothing to be noyig about. So that's why you can't say Mi'exam Kukula by Yud Beis Chodesh. The same, let's say, by Nida. How come by Nida you don't say Mi'exam Kukula? The Rashi here, Rashi on Samach Tes, Omer Aleph, has a Loshen. If you look where the Hagos Habach is, so there's a line on top of Hagos Habach, so that's where that line is in Rashi, right next to that line on top of the Bach. The Rashi writes, Nidi be'aledes tfilosa malayla v'zavet tfilosa bayom. That's a quotation from the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadik, on the base towards the bottom. The Gemara has a brisa, Kol chayv tfilos tov l'mayom, chutz b'nidi be'aledes tfilosa balayla. Why is Kol chayv tfilos tov l'mayom? Because it's saying Mi'exam Kukuloi. Chutz b'nidi be'aledes, you don't say Mi'exam Kukuloi. How come here you do say there, you don't say? So the answer is because by Zava, you have to do some kind of a nihug, b'kum yasei. You have to make bedikas. That's the pshat for safrlo. You have to make bedikas. You have to make sure that you have shiva nikim. By the nida, you don't have to do anything. You just have to make, at the end of this, it could be that 6.5 days is going to be solid, full of riyazam. As long as the dam ends before the night, the end of the seventh day, if the dam continues after the seventh day, she becomes a zava. She'll become a zava ktana. But you don't have to have any nihugim in the 7 days. So instead, no nihugim, just the risurim. She's tameya, and she's asurul abayla, but the no nihugim kumasei. Miksam Kikula means if you do achar tita, achar maisa tita, if you do a maisa, a nihug, then you have a right to say Miksas Hayam Kikula. Chilos Napi Shein Seifen means you can be toibel tomorrow. If you only did a bedika the first day. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rav Feivel Cohen, the Chayim Lebrach, may have that in his Seifen. Chilos Napi Shein Seifen means you don't need a bedika on the last day, but you can't be toibel on the last day. You want to be toivol, and we don't allow bichlal. We don't allow tefillah in the morning. They did away with it in the rabbanon. But chilos and al pishen soifon is good for the shiva nikim, but you can't say mi'ksam kukul unless you're going to do a bedikah on the last day. So these are differences between the need and the zava. The zava needs shiva nikim, and by the zava you can say mi'ksam kukula, by the need you can't, and the zava has to bring a carbon. Zava is one of the abom chus v'kapara. Need zava, zav zavi, or letters in mitzora, the four temeim, who go to mikveh, and then they have to have harashemesh if they're going to the mikveh, and then they're still not completely tohar. They still need to bring a korban. Once they're toivel in the mikveh, even before harashemesh, they're permitted to eat maisa sheni. Tovel v'yolo, echol b'maisa, maisa sheni. And after they have harashemesh, then they're permitted to eat truma. But in order to enter the Beis HaMikdash, in order to eat korbanos, they have to bring the korban. That's called mechusya kapor. So the nida does need a korban, but the zava does need a korban in order to complete the tahara. So there are quite a few differences between the nida and the zava. You had the Gemara before, samach vava and aleph. The redinim of when she's a nida, if the riyaz dam is be'es nidosa, and she'll lo be'es nidosa, then she becomes a zava. She only becomes a zav. There's a zav ktana and a zav gdala. A zav gdala is only if she had three riyas within the yud aleph yom she be nida la nida. So there's a tesis on nun dalad am an aleph. The ramaschal the arbo'o. The tesis quotes Rav Sadia Goyen is quoted as having said that if she has a riyah 3 days, they don't have to be 3 days in a row. And the yud aleph yom she be nida la nida. Let's say she have a riyas dam on the first day and on the fifth day. And on the seventh day, so the first, the fifth, and the seventh are not Ritzufim, but that makes her Zava Gedola. So Taisa says it's dead wrong, it's against the Beferish Gemara. They say they misquoted, they say, Taisa claims that they misquoted this in the name of Rav Sadia Goyen. You have to have Gimel Yama Ritzufim in order to become a Zava Gedola. Yeah, we have a Din Bizman Hazeh. Rebbe made a Takana, Hiskin Rebbe Besodas, Rebbe made a Takana, that even if the woman is really a nida, she has a ria, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, she needs shiva nikim. She has 3 days in a row, she needs shiva nikim. What exactly is a takanas rebbe? So that's a big machloikis in the Rishayim, and it's an issue in Shulchan Aruch. Did Rebbe make a takana that we treat every isha as if she's a towa, as if she lost the Mishnah? Let's talk about a towa. The woman is in a daze, in a haze. She doesn't remember whether she's a nida, a zava, a yoledes, whether she was mapel avlad. She doesn't remember where she's holding. Why should there be such a confusion? So the Derech HaShulchan writes, if you hold like the Rambam, you understand it a little better. The Rambam says that every woman has to keep a record from the first day that she had a riyaz dam, and you write down on... You have to mark off the whole calendar, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11, Le'olam Void. So what if she lost the calendar from 1 year, so she doesn't know where she's holding, whether she's a nida or a zava, whether she had a nefil or a vlad, why doesn't she remember that? That's a good question. But Derech HaShulchan says, according to the Rambam, we understand a little better why the woman is going to be a toa. If you don't hold like the Rambam, what's so difficult to remember whether you're a nida or a zava? So the... the simple pshat in Takanas Rebbe is that we treat every woman as if she's a towa, so you don't know if she's a nida or a zova. Then the Ramah in Yerideya quotes a chumra, yesh mekam shenoyagim, that when a woman has a riyaz dam, she can't begin to go to mikveh till 14 days go by. Why you need 7 days for nida and 7 days for zova? That the Chumra of Rebbe was not that every woman is a Safik Nida, Safik Zava. He treated every woman as a Nida and a Zava. That's a contradiction in terms. If she has a Riyaz Dam, she can't be both a Nida and a Zava. But that's what some Rishonim hold, that was the Chumra of Rebbe. That you treat every woman as both a Nida and a Zava. When you look at the Darkei Tshuva and the Minkacha and that Ramah, when the Ramah says, You have to wait 14 days before you go to mikveh. So he gives the mokah for that Ramah is a medrash Tanchuma. And Chumash Vayikra, and the Parsha of Nida and Zava. That was the Takanas Rebbe. You treat every Isha as both a Nida and a Zava. And you hold like the Rabbi Natam, that you may need Osa, Sheni Rebbe, and not Oilim, the Sphere is Ivasa. So she have to wait 7, she had a Riaz Dam, she's a Nida. You have to wait 7 days. After the 7 days are up, then you can start counting the Shivanikim. You treat every woman as a Riyah, as if she's both a Nida and a Zava. That's some Chudish Dikashit. There are more quotes that there was such a practice. What is the din, let's say, the Gemara had on Samach Zayin on the base? The Gemara quotes the Braisa, Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon said, Acha Tita, Acha Maisa Tita, she makes a bedika on the morning of the seventh day, the Zova would be allowed to go to Mikveh. Avalama Chacham, Osalasis Kane, Shamatavali Dei Sofik. Osalasis Kane, what did they prohibit? So Tosis has a two pshatim, it's a machlokes so Rishonim. Osalasis Kane, you don't allow the woman to have tashmish with her husband. Shema tov v'lidei sofik. Maybe she'll have tashmish. It's mut, amikar adin, it's mut to have tashmish with your husband. The zava goes to mikvah in the morning. So they say, mikseyam kakula. But if she'll have a riaz dam later in the afternoon of the 7 day after she was tovel in mikvah, then it's a machleke satanayim, whether it's soysa l'mafreya. Let's say azav or azava. Azav has a riaziva. And he becomes a Zav, he has to wait Shivanikim. Then on the seventh day of the Shivanikim in the morning, he goes to the mikveh. Then in the afternoon, he has another Riaziva. So do you say that's Metami Himikana Lahabo? Or do you say it's a Gloy Muslim Afra? When you say Mikseh Kukuloi, it means the whole Melos is over. And if the Zav will have a Ria, or Zav or a Zav, they say Mikseh Kukuloi to go to mikveh in the morning. Or the Mayon, whatever, the Zav has to go to a Mayon. And then he'll have a riaziva afterwards. So do you say mikan al haba? It'll be mitamihim, but it's not mitamihim lamafreya. But he say no, it's mitamihim lamafreya. So that's a machlekes Rabbi Yosi nachachan machlekes hatanaim. That's a nazir daf tezvav on the base. And the Gemara said that's relevant. That's relevant for hilchas avelus also. That the shaila is, what does it mean mikseyam kukula? It's enough. The mikzas nihug is enough in the morning. The woman makes the bedika in the morning of the seventh day. She goes to the mikveh, and she's with her husband, shai mikra, then it's mutan. The mikzas nihug is enough, but the shivanikim are not up. It's supposed to be shivanikim till the end of the whole day. So if the isha, or if a zav, will have a riaziva that afternoon, after they already went to mikveh in the morning, or to mayan in the morning, then it'll be sosalam afreb. You need Shivanikim Ritzufim. The 7 days have to be Ritzufim. So if the last day, after going to the mikveh, they'll have a Riyas Dam, the Isha will have the Zav will have a Riyas Ziva, it'll come out that the seventh day was not Naki. So there were only 6 Nikim. There weren't 7 Nikim. So that'll be Soysa L'mafra. That's how we paskin. And Rabbi Yossi holds no, that Mikseyam Kukula doesn't mean that it's sufficient, the Nihug is sufficient in the morning. Mikseyam Nihug is enough. Rabbi Yossi holds, Mikseyam Kukula, the Malos is over. The Malos is finished. If you have a Rias, the man or the woman went to Mayon or to Mikveh in the morning, then they'll have a Ria in the afternoon. It'll be them Tami Mikan al Abu. You don't say, Glodi Milsim Afreya, the seventh day was an Eilan Noka. The seventh day was an Noka. The seventh day is over, Alpidin. The Malos of 7 days is over in the morning. So the Gemara says it carries over, it's an Afkamina, it carries over to Hilchas Avelus. What if on the seventh day of Shiva, the Oval, the Menachem come, the Menachem Oval in the morning, and you say, Mikseyam Kukula, so the Oval takes a shower, takes a bath. The whole week he didn't bathe. He's also Brechitza the whole week. So on the seventh day in the morning, he takes a bath. So the din is that if the Oval started counting Shiva and Yantav comes, the Yantav terminates the Shiva. If the Oval started counting Shloshim and Yantav comes, so the Yantav terminates Shloshim. So what happens if the seventh day of Shiva is Erev Yantav? And we said, Mikseyam Kukula in the morning. The Menachem were Menachem Oval, and the Oval went and he took a shower. So do you say the Shiva is over and now he starts Shloshim? What do you say? No, he's still in the middle of Shiva. The Shloshim doesn't begin till Pesach. The Shloshim doesn't begin till Yantav is going to come. The end of the seventh day is still part of the Shiva. Just you're not mechuyev to observe the nihugim of Shiva. So that's the Gemara says that depends. And this machlekes of the Yosi and Chachamim. Because the mocker for the whole din of mixam kekula by Avelis and the mocker for Naziris, the mocker for the whole institution is this pasuk by Zava. And by Zava, that's the machlekes of Yosi and Chachamim. What do you say? The whole melos is over. And if there's Ariya in the afternoon, it's not metamila mafreya. The melos is over and it's mikana labots metame. And we don't hold like that. We hold like the Chacham. So the Gemara says, since Avelis is only midirabbanon, so there we make a like Rabbi Yossi. That's the Loshon HaGemara. So we say, if the seventh day of Shiva was Erev Yontif, and you applied Mikzah Sayam Kukula in the morning, and Omdu HaMenachemim Meyetzma, they did the Nihug Avelis of Nicham Avelim. The Gemara says, Nicham Avelim is a Kovar HaMes and Kovar HaChaim. So it means it's a Nihug Avelis. Nicham Avelim is one of the Nihugi Avelis. So if Omdu HaMenachemim Meyetzma in the morning, and then the oval takes a shower. So we would paskin lehokil like Rabbi Yossi that the Shiva is over and the Shloshim began. And since the oval already began Shloshim, so when it comes Yantiv, this was on Erev Yantiv, when it comes Yantiv, so Yantiv cancels the Shloshim. So Gemara says the reason why is because Avelis is the Rabbanon, so we go lehokil like Rabbi Yossi. Even though the original machloikas, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, is by Zav and Azava, in the original case, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. But when this affects Hilchas Avelis, the halacha that I make above, even on the original machlokes of Yosef Rabban is not a machlokes in Hilchas Avelis, machlokes in Hilchas Zav and Zava. And there in Zav and Zava, Rabbi Chanan points that out in the Kovetz Haoris on Yevamos. The original machlokes is by Zava, and there we paskin against Rabbi Yosef. But still, that's the halacha. When it comes to Avelis, even a yochid keneged rabbim is considered a suffik holdu, and a suffik abelis lahokam. The difficulty is, why the Gemara there in Nazar says on Tezvav and Beis, the reason why we're mekel is because abelis is only the Rabbanon. So this is problematic, because there is a Tosus in Erevin. The Ramban was a doctor, and he wrote a Sefer Torah Sodom, all about the dinim that the doctors have to know. So he says, when a baby is born on Shabbos, what are you allowed to do to deliver the baby, what you're not allowed to do? And then what happens later in life, if the baby gets sick, what are you allowed to do? What are doctors allowed to do? What are not allowed to do? How much salary is the doctor allowed to take? Is he allowed to take salary? Mane b'chinim, avata b'chinim, has all the dinim. Then he has, what if the doctors were not successful in treating the patient? The patient dies. What are the dinim of tumas kayanim? Then he has, what are the dinim of avelus? Once he has all the dinim of avelus, he talks about, what are the dinim of Tisha B'Av? Once he talks about Tisha B'Av, he talks about Shabbos B'Tam is also a whole little Sefer Torah Sa'odin. So the Rabban in the Sefer quotes, there's a Tosus in Erevin, and we have the Tosus in Erevin. There's one daf in Erevin where the Gemara gives you all the Klolei HaPsak. Rabmeir, Rabbi Yosi, Alochik, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudah, Rabmeir, Alochik, Rabbi Yudah. Whenever there's Machlegs Tanoim, Anoim, Daf Mevob, Daf Mezayim, a whole goes on and on and on and on, how to Paschal. So the Tosus there has a little Tosus where they quote Shuvas HaGoinim. The Goinim say, Avelis Yom Rishon of Shiva is deraisa. Said Balei HaTosfos don't agree. But the quote from the Goyim, even though the Goyim are of the opinion, Avelis Yom Rishon, the first day of Shiva is deraisa, if it's Yom HaMisa V'Hakfur, the person was buried the same day that he died, even though it's deraisa, you still say Halacha K'tevah Mekha B'Avel even on the first day. It doesn't start off because Avelis to begin with is only Midirabbanon and Sveika Derabbanon L'Kula. Usually Sveika Derabbanon L'Kula, if it's 50-50, but if it's not 50-50, it's Yochid V'Rabim. So Yochid V'Rabim Alochi K'Rabim. So in Avelis, we go with the stretch and we say if it's the Sofik Koldu, even though it's not nowhere near 50-50, it's Yochid V'Rabim, we still call it a Sofik Koldu. One of the several cases where we're Mekel. Alochi K'Divra Yochid over there. So Tosfos quotes the Gaon, and Ramban quotes that. Even if Avelis would be the Raisa, you still go Lekula. So what do you do with this Gemara? This Gemara in Nozer, after Zvav and Beis, seems to say, the way we have the gears, maybe there's a different gears, but the way he says in our Gemara, the only reason why we make, if the seventh day of Shiva is on Erev Yantav, we say the Shiva is up, and the Shloshim began already, and therefore the Yantav cancels the Shloshim. So that's only because Avelis is the Rabbanon. So that's a problem. The Mishkan HaSyankiv didn't have the Sefer Torah Sa'adam. He just had the Tosfos in Erevin. So the Tosfos in Erevin just quotes from the Gaonim. Even if Avel is Yom Rishon of the Rashi, they still say Halacha Kedeba Mekel Ba'Avel. Even if it's a din deraisa, where is there a pasuk? A safik deraisa is usually lechumer. How come all of a sudden over here safik deraisa is lekula? So by safik, mamzer is mutter. So the Gemara seems to have a pasuk somehow. Mamzer v'adavla, mamzer safik. Where is the pasuk over here that safik, any safik in Avelis, any slight safik lekula? So the Mishkan Yankiv suggests maybe it's the pasuk. Where is the mocker for the din that Avelis should be deraisa? Where is the mocker in Chumash? The mocker is the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Emor that Kohanim are not permitted to be metame lemesim, except if it's one of the seven relatives, and it says lachos apsilah shalohaiselish lo yitama. So the Gemara has a machlekes in Soita Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva how to translate that two words lo yitama. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's permissible to be metame. Rabbi Akiva says no, you're mechuyif to be metame. And if the kohen does want to be metame leishtoy or lekrayv metame, and also bal korchay. Because it's a chiyuv. What's the chiyuv? The chiyuv is a mitzvah of kavod abrias, even kavod amesim, kavod chaim and kavod achaim. The person died, so even kavod amesim. So the Rambam, and the simple reading of the Gemara in the third parak of Moed Katan is, the Gemara has braises like this, kol shat, any relative that the kohen is mitami to, so you have to observe avelus. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, that niyug avelus is out of kavod abrias. And Kavod Abiyas is based on that pasuk to participate in the kvura of one of the seven relatives, mitam Kavod Abiyas, and that's nihug, that's one of the nihug yavelas. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, and the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. When he quotes the mitzvah, lo yitamo, he says, we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, that that's one of the Ramach mitzvahs hasei, mechuyev, lo yitamo is a chayva, you mechuyev to be mitame. And he says, this is the mocker. Based on this pasuk, we say that that's the mocker for the chiv to be noy gavelus. Niyu gavelus is out of kavod ames. So the Tanoim have a drush in the Torah's Kohanim. How come it says, lo'ov v'li malach alachos a list of a whole bunch of relatives? So the Torah's Kohanim says, le'imo, imo is vadai. Oviv is not vadai. We assume, robilus achar abal, so mistama, his mother's husband is his father. Sometimes we know it's not so, but most of the time. But the pasuk says le'imo, so the Torah's Kohanim says the imo is vadai. The doctor's the little baby. The baby came out of her rechem, so imo is vadai. So based on that pasuk, that's a pasuk in Chumash, and the parsha where it says lo yitama, the parsha where it says achiyev to be noy kavod abrias avelus, and it says it's only if it's vadai, if it's a safek not. So the Mishnah Nisankiv is guessing maybe that's the mokah, maybe that is the pasuk, that's the mokah for this din that a safek avelus lekula. So he was a mechaven al ho'emes, because now they printed the Ramban's Torah Sodom. The Ramban says exactly that. Ramban says that. He says the mocker for the, what the Goinim, Tosfos and Erevin quoted from the Goinim, and that daf, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, wherever it is. Tosfos quoted the Goinim, that even if you hold Avelus Yom Rishon of Daraisa, he still says Sofek Avelus Lekula. So he says it's based on that pasuk, Le'imo, the Drosha Le'imo, Olam Tam Yimetame is when it's a Vadai. Yeah, how do we know this idea that the bedikas are the nihug? You have to do bedikas and nihug. So the pashtus is, there's a tosfos and ksubas that find beis amar aleph. The ramaschal v'safra lo. The gemara says v'safra lo liatzma. So tosfos raises a question, how come when the woman is counting the shivin akim, how come she doesn't say a bracha? So tosfos says, shemetir v'tister. She does know whether she'll succeed making Shivin Akim. It may turn out that on the seventh day there will be dam. So it'll come out that the bracha that she said is a bracha levatal. She's going to have to start counting all over again. So that's why she counts without a bracha. So the Shalom understood that Tosfos meant, Tosfos asked, why don't you say a bracha when the Zava counts like we, when we count Svira, Svartam Lechem, we say a bracha. So why don't you say a bracha when you have the Safra law? It's a suffix bracha slacha, but the counting you do. So the Shalom understood that the Zava has to count Shivin Akim bepeh. She has to count which day it is. So the Pischei Tshuva and Yeridei, Kuf Tzarek Vav, Sif Katan Dalek, quotes this from the Shalom HaKadosh. That's how he calls it, Shalom HaKadosh. And then he quotes the Nori Bihuda. Nori Bihuda comments on the Shalom, he was such a Tzarek. There's a Pasuk in Koheles, Oiv Kesef Leiz Bekesef. One who is very into money will never be satisfied however much money he has. The Medrash has a statement, Ed on a Meis V'chatzi Tavosa B'yoda, when people die, they don't even have half the amount of the money that they desire. Mishyesh Lamon, I wrote some aside. If a person has $100, he wants to have $200. Amakshim Ha'olam, he doesn't quote this, but the Velt asked, if Yesh Lamon, I wrote some aside, so he does have Chatzi Tavosa, he has $100. So that is half, he wants $200. So what does the Medrash say? Ein on a Meis V'chatzi Tavosa B'yoda. So the Velt says, no, Mishyesh Lamon, I wrote an additional Masayim. Only has one third of what he wants. He wants more. Then he's going to get the Masayim. He's going to want $5,000. However much you have, you want more. That's the pasuk. Mm-hmm. So the Medrash has a comment on that pasuk in Koheles. Oiv mitzvahs liyiz ba mitzvahs. Some people who are such tzaddikim, they love mitzvahs, so they'll never be satisfied. They'll always be looking for more mitzvahs. So that's what the Nodi Behuda makes fun of the Shalom with respect. So he says the Shalom was such a holy tzaddik. Oiv mitzvahs liyiz ba mitzvahs. He wasn't satisfied with the 613 mitzvahs. He had to invent another mitzvah that the Zohar has to count Sirubit. He says, with all due respect, he's not right. So what's Pshat in Tosis? Tosis says the Zohar counts Shivan Ikiyim without a bracha because Safik bracha is lahokel. But it sounds like she counts. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the word v'sofer means the bedikas. She has to do bedikas. Tosis' kasha was, why doesn't she say a bracha before she's about to do the bedika? Not why doesn't she say a bracha before she counts bepeh, just like Sfira Soimer. By Sfira Soimer, v'svarta means to count bepeh. But Rabbi v'sofer means to do a bedika. So the kasha was, why doesn't she say a bracha before she makes the bedikas? So the answer was, it may turn out to be a bracha levatol. So these are some of the basic principles regarding Nida and Zohar. So the Mishnah has, on Samaches and Veis, the Mishnah has the three opinions of the Tanoim. Azab and Azab have to count Shivinikim. So what if, and counting doesn't mean counting Svir B'Peh, it means to make the Bedikas. So what if the Zav and the Zav made a Bedikah on the first day, made a Bedikah on the last day, and the 5 days in between, they didn't make any Bedikahs at all. So we pass in the halacha, lechatchile, it would appear from the Mishnah, lechatchile, should really do a Bedikah every day. And then the Shulchan Aruch, we follow the opinion, lechatchile, should make two Bedikahs every day. That's a Mishnah earlier, in the beginning of the Masechta. Famayim hitzvich liyaz bodekes. It's a question whether it really applies or not, but that's the Chumrah. So lechatchile, you should really make 14 bedikas. You need to have siktar before the shivanikim begin. Then you have to have two bedikas every day. And the Gemara says that svira b'imama b'ina. The Gemara Megillah says you need all the bedikas should be done by yom, should be done by laila. So you need two bedikas every day. You want one bedika in the morning when she wakes up, one bedika later in the afternoon before the shkia. So Moshe has a tshuva. If she didn't make the bdika before the shkia, so ben hashmashes, let her make. She's only a zovim with the rabbanon, so maybe there's room to make a ben hashmashes. So let her make a bdika during ben hashmashes. If she didn't, let's say the woman is in school or the woman is in an office working, and she missed it, and she forgot all about it. She didn't make the bdika till after tzeis hakochavim. So you don't gain anything. A bdika balayla doesn't count. Chazanish has a whole different sheet about this. We'll have to learn the Gemara. Chazanish thinks that that din, Sfir B'imama B'ina, just means you don't say Mikzem Kekul Balayla. But he thinks that Bedikas Balayla are fine. You can have the Bedikas Balayla. But I think Rabbi Moshe's opinion is the more accepted pshat over here. So Lechatchila the Isha should make two Bedikas each one of the days of the Shemunikim. What if she only made a Bedika the first day and last day? So that's a three-way Machlekes Hatanai. So we pass on halachic Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer ben Hurkinus. The Gemara says Reb Lezer Shamuti. He was from the Beis Shammai, so we rarely pass on like him. Here it says on the side on the margin, Le'el Zayin on the base. On Zayin on the base, the Gemara says we rarely pass on like Reb Lezer because he was Shamuti from the Beis Shammai. And this is one of the few cases where we adopted his shita. If you did a bedika the first day and the last day, that would be enough. And then the Gemara has the Machlekes Rabbi Avchanina on the top of Samachtes. What if they did Trilosan Beli Sofon, a Sofon Beli Trilosan? Then in Shulchan Aruch, they have a Hachra on these dinim. So the final Psak Halacha is like Rabbi Lezer, that all the 7 days count. There was one sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion, he only the first day and the seventh day, and they have to make bedikas another 5 days. You only have the first day. You have to make bedikas each day of the Shiva Nikim, and if you didn't make the middle 5 days, you have to count another 5 days later. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. What is it going to help to make a bedikah the first day and the seventh day? In between, you didn't make bedikas, and maybe there was dam. So there's not ritzufim. You have to have Shiva Nikim, have to be ritzufim. Rabbi Akiva says, "Eino ela yom shvi'i bilvad." The seventh day that she made a bedikah counts as one day. Then she has to make 6 days following, 7 days in a row, you have to have bedikah. So Rabbi Akiva, we understand, meet a bedikah every day. Rabbi Lezer, we understand also, according to one version, if you did the first day and the last day and everything else is sandwiched in, so it's considered you did bedikahs on the Shiva Nikim. It's all one long unit. Did a bedikah the first day, last day. The other sheet, you do one bedikah the first day, last day. Shine, good enough. But Rabbi Shua, we don't. The Gemara Tainus, Rabbi Shua says, "Ein biyada ela rishon shvi," and he has to have another 5 days. But don't you need the Shiva Nikim should be ritzufim? If it's not ritzufim, it's not acceptable. So the Gemara says, "No, but we have such a parallel. The din is a zav has to count Shiva Nikim. So if the zav is going to have ziva in the middle of the Shiva Nikim." That day is a Yom She'ein Anoki, and you have to have Shiva Nikim Mitzvah. He has to start counting all over again. He can't be Mitzvah the days before and the days after. But if he has, he becomes a Balkari in the middle of the Shiva Nikim, so it's only Saisa that day. It's only Saisa that day, so you have, let's say, 4 days before, then one day he became a Balkari, that day is not counted, so you have to have another 3 days after. So you have days that are not Ritzufim. Or let's say a woman is a zava and she needs Shiva Nikim. So the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Bottom of Amar Aleph goes over to Amid Beis. The Gemara has a discussion. What's the din if a woman is poletas shichva zera? The woman had tashmish. Then the shichva zera comes out from the rechem, goes out from the bayis hapanimi into the bayis hachitzan. So that's mitameha. A woman is poletas shichva zera, but the shichva zera has to go from the bayis hapanimi into the bayis hachitzan. So that is a problem, because the doctors say if the shichva zera goes into the rechem, it's never going to roll out. It's going to stay there in the rechem. It's not going to come out. So how do you ever have whatever's going to come out means it never went into the bayis hapanimi. So how do you ever have a paleta shichva zera? The Gemara says it's only called paletas if the shichva zera entered into the bayis hapanimi, then it comes out. So I once sent a letter to Dr. Abraham, the one who wrote all the Svarim Nishmas Avram. I asked him, how is it physically possible? So he explained to me, he sent me back a letter. He explained that the Gemara has a Shaila Ben Ashinayim. What about by the cervix? Most assume that the Ben Ashinayim is the cervix. The Gemara has a Shaila whether if the Sheikh Mazara didn't go past the Ben Ashinayim, it didn't go into the Rechem, just the Ben Ashinayim, then it can roll out. So the Gemara has a discussion whether Ben HaShinayim has this din kilifnim and kilachutz. So we paskin Ben HaShinayim is kilifnim. So that saves the din. If you would hold that Ben HaShinayim is kilachutz, so you can never have, it's impossible to have a din of palet to shich vazera. Because whatever goes past the Ben HaShinayim is going to be lifnim, but it's not going to come out. Whatever's on the Ben HaShinayim is bachutz, so it didn't go from the bayis hapanim to the bayis hachitzen. So it's a pele. How can the Gemara have a discussion? The Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Ben HaShinayim is Dina Kelifnim. The Mazal is that's Kelifnim. But if it would have been Kelachutz, it would be physically impossible to have a Dina Paletu Shech Hazer. How come the Gemara doesn't say this? I appreciated very much what Dr. Abraham sent me, but it's still a Pella. How can the Gemara have a discussion with the Ben HaShinayim Kelifnim? That's the only way to save this Din. Whatever. So there's a Dina Paletu Shech Hazer. So paleta shichva zera, if the woman is counting Shiva Nikim and then she's paletas on day number two or day number three, it's not soisa all the Shiva Nikim. Soisa that day. We don't know, maybe she'll be paletas the first day, second day, third day, fourth day. Maybe she'll be paletas every day. So as long as the shichva zera still has potency, it's still shaykh lahazriya, still roi lahazriya, so then paletas will be soisa that day. So that's why we discount the first couple of days of after the dam stops. The first couple of days we discount because maybe it should be paletas the first day, the second day, the third day, all 3 days. So that's why we require she should discount the first 5 days. The Balet Bishil Chazer may possibly stretch over 4 or 5 days. So there also you have a case that you're not counting 7 days Ritzufim. You have 2 or 3 days before. Then she's Paletis. Then you have a couple of days after. See, Mitzarb days together. So the answer has to be Be'achreach. We paskin like Rabbi Leizer that it's good the way it is. But how do you understand Rabbi Yeshua? So the Gemara explains what it is. If the Zav has a Riyas Dam in the middle, the day is Ein Anoki. If the Zav, the male Zav, has a Riyas Ziva, then that day is Ein Anoki. So you have to start all over again. But if there's just a Paletas, or she didn't do a Bedika that day, so the day is Noki, there was a Bedika before, the Bedika after, we assume she's Becheskas, not seeing Dam. The day is a Yom Noki, everything is Noki, but it's not called Sturim. It says, with Safrilo, you have to have Shimo, you have to have Sphira. Sphira means Bedikas. So the Shiva Sturim, and the Shmurim with the Sfurim, that doesn't have to be Ritzufim. That's the answer. That has to be the answer. They're two different dinim, two different halachas. Take, for example, the father of the Rishonim has the following kasha. Mikar adin deraisa, if the woman is a zava, so she counts Shabbatikim, she can go to mikveh the morning of the 7th day, mikseim kekula. Mikar adin, she's allowed to be with her husband. Don't be with her husband, she's going to be polet to Sheikh Vazari afterwards. What do you mean? Shema tira v'tista. Maybe she'll have a Riyas Dam later in the day. Forget about the Riyas Dam. She probably won't have a Riyas Dam. She didn't have Dam for 6 and 8 days, probably not going to. But if she had Tashmish with her husband, so some of the Sheikh Vazari is probably going to roll out. So she'll be Vadai poletis. So it's going to be Sosa that day. So it's going to come out. How can she be Materis Labaila? She's going to be Sosa that day. So the Rishonim raised that question. So the Pashta says the answer is the Oval on the last day of Shiva, you say Mikzisayam Kukula. So Omda HaMenachme Miyatzmo, they say Mikzisayam Kukula, he takes a shower. How is he allowed to take a shower? That's the din. Mikzas Nihug is sufficient. So he did the Nihug for the day. He sat on the floor, the Menachme HaMenachal, he had Mikzas Nihug is sufficient. If a Zava has a Riyaz Dam in the afternoon, or the Zav has a Riyaz Ziva in the afternoon, so that was the Machlekes Rabbi Yosi and the Chachamim, so we paskin there by Zav and Zava, we paskin the Chumrah against Rabbi Yosi, we paskin. Mikseh em Kekula doesn't mean the Malos is over, it just means Mikseh Nihug is sufficient, Malos is not over. So since the Malos is not over, if there's a real Riyaz Dam in the afternoon, a Riyaz Ziva by the man in the afternoon, then the whole day is Ein Anoki. But if you're going to have Paletas Shiv Hazera, what's Paletas? Paletas is not a Riyaz Dam. It does make the day into an Ein Anoki. You see that it's not a problem of Ritzufim. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, but you see from Rabbi Yeshua, it's not a problem of it. The Shiva and Ikim have to be Ritzufim. All the days on Ikim. But they're not Sfurim or Bedukim. That's what you're missing. So that's what he says, by the Sfurim or Bedukim, you don't need that it should be Ritzufim. So the same over here. The woman, you only need in the morning, Mikseyam Kukula, on the morning of the 7th day, you need some achatita, achamaisa tita. She has to do something, a miktsas nihug. So she's going to have the miktsas nihug, she'll be, make a bedika in the morning. Even if you're tchilos naf bishain soifim, but that's not good to be toivel on the 7th day, it's good to be toivel tomorrow. If she wants to be toivel on the 7th day, she has to do some maisa nihug. So the nihug is to do a bedika on that day. So once she already did the bedika, once she was toivel in the mikveh, finished. She doesn't need more nihug. You can't say, if she would have dam in the afternoon, dam makes it as a yom shein anoki. But she didn't have dam. She's going to be paletas. So paletas is not a problem. Paletas just makes it that the day doesn't count as a yom sfurim b'dukim. But she already did a bedika in the morning. She read the mikzas nihug. Like the oval is allowed to take a shower in the morning. So the isha is permitted to have paletas shech lazera. That doesn't pose a problem. Okay, these are some of the ideas. Very important dinam over here. Good.